It turned out really well. The contractor was great to work with, and the quality of work was good, and no major snafus or problems. Everything worked out really nice, and a lot of good feedback from the public so far.
Okay, so generally, what changed with the trail?
Well, the trail used to be basically like 2x14 plank, so a 14-inch wide plank. If you were lucky, it had netting on it, so you'd have some grip as you're walking, you wouldn't slip. And years ago, we decided to redesign in terms of what we wanted to see out there and what people were doing. A lot of people were hiking with dogs and walking around out there. So we made instead of just a simple 14-inch wide trail, we made, it's about 6 or 7 feet wide, a gravel trail. So it doesn't slip. It'll last a really long time. Capacity will hold, you know, you can walk side by side. You can run strollers on it. You can ride your bike on it. You can ski on it hopefully this winter, so if we get some snow.
Very cool. So that trail runs through the Muskeg to the kind of the base of the hill?
Yep.
Or the mountain?
Yeah. Yeah. So from there, it's a pretty easy grade for the most part. There's one steep pitch, but for the most part, pretty easy walking.
Now, the whole Raven's Roost Trail up to the cabin is about 4 miles?
Yeah, that's correct.
So we have the first mile complete, reconstructed, redone. What are the plans for the next 3 miles?
We have a little bit of money for next year to go do survey and design, so we'll do as much as we can, however long that money takes us, how far it takes us. And from there, we'll put together a contract, and hopefully then we'll go pursue funds to fund that. So we don't have funds lined out for that yet.
But the goal is to eventually kind of redo the whole trail?
Absolutely.
Okay.
Yeah, try to get all the way up to the cabin.
All right. There was also work being done on the Cascade Trail this summer?
Yes.
Which is over by Thomas Bay, right?
Correct. Cascade Creek Trail is one of our highest use trails. It gets a lot of outfitter guide use. Guides will come over there with people. It gets about 1,000 visitors a year. So the outfitter guides put money into a pot, basically, and we can use that for enhancement projects or construction projects. So part of that trail was funded by those funds. So the contractor started sometime in July. The work will continue next year. There's a bridge to be replaced, and there's still some additional work to be done, but they're still working on that, and they'll be out of here probably in another week or two. But the trail remains open during the whole time.
How long is that trail?
That whole trail is about 3 or 4 miles long. The section that they're working on is just about a half a mile.
Okay.
So,
how has it changed?
Similar. It's similar in terms of, it used to be a lot of what we call step and run plank, that 2x14 wide, and now it's going to be either an aggregate, like a gravel surface you can walk on, or stone steps, things like that. So it's a lot more durable, long-lasting, less maintenance, better bang for their buck kind of thing.
Okay. And then the Forest Service was kind of helping out with a trail here in town, the Bill Musson Pathway. A few weeks ago, local volunteers kind of went after that as a service project and tried to improve that trail. But I know the Forest Service was kind of part of helping prep the trail.
Yeah.
And
so
that trail's the one from the ball fields to the
Clinkenhida
housing subdivision.
Yeah, we're about, I would guess we're about halfway done with it. And
okay.
We started from either side, and we started in the middle, and we were working out.
Oh, okay.
So the turn times will be a lot shorter this time.
Is that going to be a certain day, or is it kind of an ongoing project?
Right now, we're tentatively saying the 17th of October from 8 to 11. So if anyone could come out to assist with that, anyone who's interested in trails, who goes, runs those trails, uses those trails, if you can spare 15 minutes, an hour, whatever you can spare, move a couple wheelbarrows of gravel, that'd be huge.
Okay. All right. Thanks, Paul.
Yep, you bet. Thank you.